Hi, it is Rabbi Moskowitz.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, we're up to Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And it says, Baz Ladava Yechavel, if you disgrace or devaluate something from something, Yechavelo, he will be struck. The Mitzudas Tzion says, Yechavel means maka, he's struck or stricken. All right. Virei mitzvah, and he who fears the mitzvah, hu yishulam. We don't know what the thing is, and we don't know how he's being stricken. We don't know what a mitzvah is. The mitzvah could be literally a mitzvah, or in Mishlei it could be musar. And we don't know what the reward is. All we know is Yishulam is he will be rewarded. That's the pasuk with the questions. Okay? Now the Mitzvot David says, Hamavazem Mami Mitzvot Hashem. If somebody is Mavaza, one of the mitzvos of Hashem, again, he doesn't tell me how to what Mavaza means. What is Bizui? I mean, Bizui is disgrace or devaluate. But how do you devaluate? How do you do it? In what way do you devaluate Torah? Uchovel ba'atzmo. So he doesn't add anything. Pasuk says Yechovel lo. He says Uchovel ba'atzmo. Aval yirei min ha-mitzvah, but somebody who fears of the mitzvah, and he doesn't say what that is. Megadol ma'alosa. He adds something to the pasuk that doesn't belong there. Is megadol ma'alosa. That he makes great its value. It says Yishulam lo schar gam bavur zeh. So he doesn't tell me what the reward is, but you'll be rewarded for the mitzvah, and you'll be rewarded for the Megadol Ma'alosa, where I don't know where he got that from. Okay? Those are all the questions. Hello?
I'm sorry, do you mind repeating just that last part? What are the two things he's rewarded for?
One is Yireim in a mitzvah, fear of the mitzvah, and making great. It's mala means mala, it's what it's great for. It's greatness or its benefit.
Thank you.
And I don't know where he gets that from. Pasuk only says one of the things. Okay, what do you say? I did all the questions. I forgot to leave it to you guys. But okay. Go ahead. Any suggestions? All right. So the thing is like this. When it says mako, that you're stricken, there's two ways of being stricken or struck, either physically or emotionally. Physically, you're struck, okay, you get banged. Emotionally, if you bang yourself, it means, or you strike yourself, it means you're in conflict. That's the only thing. Psychological wound is conflict. So the thing is that if you're If you devalue the Torah, Dava is connected to the second thing. The Mitzvah Stav, it says that mitzvah means literally, and it is connected to the mitzvah. So we're talking about halacha, mitzvah is the Torah. So if you devaluate a mitzvah of the Torah, then you will have conflict. Okay, any questions?
What is the source of the conflict, or why do you have conflict?
Well, the thing is, the pasuk says that you buzz, that there's bizui or devaluation, or you disgrace it somehow. But it doesn't say you don't do it. So the subject is a person that is doing the mitzvah, but he really devaluates it. Okay? We don't know how he's devaluating the mitzvah yet. But he devalues the subject, the situation is where he keeps Torah, but he devaluates it. Okay? So therefore, he has a bad attitude towards Torah, but he keeps it. Okay? He's a person that's a Pesi. Pesi is an ordinary guy that keeps the Torah, no philosophy. He's a religious guy, keeps the Torah, and he devaluates it. Well, we don't know what that means yet. Okay? So the question is, how does he devaluate it? Okay? So the thing is that the way he devaluates it, I mean, he's not going to say anything bad. He's a religious person. He will not say anything bad about Torah. But when he keeps the mitzvos, he keeps the mitzvos, but he has no regard for it. Like sometimes there are a lot of religious people that keep the mitzvos, and they just keep it because they're raised that way or something like that. But they don't really see anything in it. They really don't think much of it. That person has a terrible conflict because he's living a life where he is he's doing an act that he doesn't want to do. His attitude is bad. It means he doesn't see anything in it. His attitude towards it is bad. And he doesn't see anything in it. So has to be by nature, by definition, he has to be in conflict. Are there any questions? Okay, good. Now the second half is Magadel Malosa means that I do an act, I do the action, and I'm actually drawn to it. I really appreciate not because I understand the philosophy, because it's the same case as the case in the first half, but I appreciate my I relate to the authority in high regard. In other words, the first person is in battle with the authorities, in battle with God. One way he obeys God, and in one way he's in conflict with obeying God, like a father. You might obey your father, but you don't want to listen to him. Your attitude is bad, so you're in conflict. While over here, you do listen to, and you not only do you listen, but you drawn to the authority. There's a Gemara, I don't remember exactly the exact Chazal, but it goes something like this. That when you come home from shul Friday night, so there's two malachim. The malach, the good malach and the bad malach. Okay? Now, if you set up you prepared for Shabbos, covered Shabbos, so you prepared the bed, you prepared the table. So he says it should be this way next week, the good angel, and the bad angel has to say amen. So should it be. But if the bed is not made, or the table is not made, or you're not dressed, so then the bad angel says, so should it be next week, and the good angel has to say, amen. Okay? But what the next week has to do with it, that's not our problem. But we see here, there's a different attitude in covered Shabbos. In other words, when you keep Shabbos, you might keep Shabbos halachically straight. But there's two ways of keeping it. One, there's two attitudes in keeping it. One attitude is, that I'd rather not do it. So I have to do it, but I'd rather not. But I show it in actions, not in words. You understand? Not in anything else. But in actions I show it, the way I keep it. While the Magadol Malosa, that is the person that keeps Shabbos, and he prepares the Kavod Shabbos. He takes care. He really loves it. He's drawn to his father image. He's drawn to God, like I said, we're talking about a religious man. In the book of Eov, Rabbi Chait pointed out on this tape of Eov. He said that it doesn't say that he was a chacham. No place does it say he was a chacham. It says he was a good person, a nice person, a religious person, but he had no philosophy. Eov had no philosophy, but yet he brought sacrifices and he prayed. You know, all the things, if you read the introduction of how he related to God, he related to God in a very nice way. Now, where did he get this attitude if he doesn't have philosophy? The answer is he's a religious man. He's a religious man, a religious person, and he's drawn. His relationship to authority is that he is drawn to that authority and he shows it in his act. He shows his attitude in his action. While the first half also shows his attitude in his actions. Okay? So that is the difference between the Mavazeh and the Megadol Malasa. Is there any questions about those two? We didn't get to the Yirei. Okay. So the thing is, the reward of the guy that's Megadol Malasa is that he is satisfying his authority figure or superego. He's satisfying. Okay? That's his reward. The Yirei is a different type of person. The Yirei, I'll give an example. There is such a thing, what we call a Yeki. Yeki is a German Jew that he's very, very on time. Everything has to be on time. Okay? So, and I heard a story from different places, so that's why I know it's true, is that there's a shul in where there's Yekis there. And 1 minute before Minyan, nobody's in shul. 1 minute after Minyan, they are now davening. The Minyan comes automatic. Everybody walks in at the same time, and they start immediately. Very, very punctuality. How would you define that? They do it totally out of responsibility. In other words, they're not against it. They don't think much of it. They do it. They obey. They do it out of responsibility. God said, do it. Fine, I have to do it. I'll do it. But they don't have a conflict with doing it that way, out of responsibility. So the question is, what is their reward? Their reward is that they will not have conflict. You understand? There's two types of rewards. There's a reward, positive reward, and that I don't have a bad thing happen to me is a reward also. So the thing is, we have three levels of relationship to authority. One attitude towards authority is, I have to do it, but I don't want to. I have to do it, therefore I do it. And the third level is, I do it because I want to do that which I want to satisfy the authority. I wish to satisfy that authority. So there's three attitudes of people that keep halacha. We're not talking about people that don't keep halacha. People that keep halacha. There are three attitudes towards it. The first one is the consequences, conflict. That's bizui. The second one, the reward is the yira. That's yira. That's fear. That out of responsibility, the reward is that they don't get conflict. And the third level is where he gets a positive reward because he's satisfying his authority figure within him. is superego. Are there any questions? That's the pasuk. Okay. Now, the little bookkeeping, I think today will be the last class, because we're coming into the end of the year. The yeshiva is ending, and so I'm going to, I'm not going to give class again till after Sukkos, I guess. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, people are going home. You know, the summer's a mess. People go on vacation. People do things. So so the thing is, the best thing is to wait till after Sukkos. I will try to get a message out to all of you that class will continue after Sukkos. Are there any questions? Okay, take care. Have a good summer.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. You too.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.